Tonight, a United Nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy,
we cannot
who is Sean Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There's not enough of you to shoot us all. We are the men. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
What's going out there, guys? It's Sean Kennedy Show. This is your host, Sean Kennedy, with my co-host and very sexy partner, Samarian. Say hello. Come on. You can't say hello because we have redone the studio. The studio is really nice. I came in here today, and we have, like, where we used to have one really big crowded desk, we now have, like, two cool desks, and I walked in, and there's my desk, and I'm like, fuck, a desk! Whose desk is that? That's your desk, Sean. And I'm like, no fucking way, really? And I got all teary-eyed, because for Sim to make me a desk, that is just out of this fucking world. I mean, really, what more says love than to have your very own cubicle at Rant Radio? I mean, because, you know, a cubicle here in the Rant Radio studio is much better than a cubicle you'd find in everyday Dilbert Land office space fucking world. So, until he gets his microphone
check,
fucking...
Check.
Are you working
test,
now?
Test.
And it's amazing that it's
there
working
we go,
because we
there
have
we
such
go.
A sexy new piece of kit.
It's
why
wonderful.
We, it's, what is it? It's a...
It's an RQ880FX from Peavey.
Ooh, and somebody can find a picture of that, because this thing is a sexy piece of kit.
It's very nice.
Bought by Sim for you.
Need more treble. Treble in my voice. There
trouble
we go.
Trouble with treble. Star Trek. Evil Spock, goatee. Okay, moving right along. You are listening to the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 60. Tonight's topic is straight edge. What the fuck? You need to know that you're...
Show number 60, by the way.
Shut up.
Did you say that?
I said that like three fucking times. You didn't know.
I was playing with my mic.
You were playing with your mic. You're free to distribute the show anyway you see fit. You can copy it. You can put it onto a CD. You can put it on your CD and play. Have it so your other bandmates can listen to it. You can, pimp us for your own profiteering. That's fine, too. As long as you don't sell the show, we don't give a fuck. It's pretty much good. Going through the RC tonight, these are all the people who had nothing better to do. We have Smokehouse, Pyro, Abadoui, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alanon Zero, Alpha 736, No Bandwidth. No bandwidth, really? Alter Boy, Angelica, 80211. Angelica on a wireless system. Angry
Ooh,
Monkey, Apanthropy, Beef, and 911s. 1911s, which is really good. Born, Case, Cerulean, Citizen Steely Dan, Comedy Stimic Can, Copper Top, Catoos, Cockring, Curious Jill, Delusion, Droopy, Dillaman, Gothic Cubicle, whatever. Fester D Penis, Fun with Bridges, Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, Hex Freak, Judging Eagle, Cadet. Casey Sol, yeah, he's doing that now for my genetic reasons. But look on money, Twitch for Sean. Get off. Good to see you, buddy. Kello, Kexler, Kexserve TV. He better not be just saying that I'm watching TV rather than the show, because, well...
That would be bad. Punishable by death.
I think so. Kindling Boy, Lentium, Lento, Lizard King, Manuel O'Kelly, Marvy Nefate. I think Lentium just... Or King Zach just showed up. Kindling Boy, Mick J, Misconduct, Mistress... Lego, which is a great fucking name.
Nice.
She's got plastic hair and she's hot. Not Kurgan, Paladin, Position Object, Propadoodle, Psycho, Punk Ass, Punk of Evil, Rat Fucker, Rat Sputin, Rich Rogue 3, Rose. Hey, Rose. Roman Sky, Sapphire, Sean. Sean, was that me? I think I spelled my name wrong.
You spelled your name wrong?
I think I did, yeah. Hang on. I'm just going to go slash. Nick.
S-E-A-M-K?
Yeah, that's...
Is that supposed to be you?
Well, I did it fast because the intro was on.
Oh, it is you.
Yeah.
Let's put you at the top, then.
There we go. That's me.
Ops for Sean.
Ops for me. I'm so smart.
Sapphire, Shade, Sideline, Surdark, Scavenger, Snake, Southpaw, Samurai, hey, Bobby! Spunly, Spy, AFK, Star Baby, Stats, Striker, QCF, whatever the fuck that means. Dowdy Cheese, Top Thor Knight, Transistor, Turmoil, Turnspike, Terrell, Dinner, Unselfish, Newt, Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi, Go, Wiggle, Puppy, WS Ninja, Xenobia, who's hot, Soul Trans, D-Day Species, and Dr. Zodiac. It's always good when you make note of the people who are hot. Currently,
that's right.
We have
just so
93 people hanging out in the RC tonight.
Very nice.
Cool.
Very, very nice.
If you want to join us in the RC and waste time and kind of piss the last of your life away before you commit suicide like that fuckwit did a few weeks ago, you can get in here, house him.
Well, you can download an IRC client by going to, like, MIRC.com and going to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or if you don't know how to do any of that, and I was just speaking Greek, you can go to RantRadio.com, click on community, and click on chat. And you're there, and you're talking.
I really think that we should start a website called Amish.com to help people who have no idea what the fuck they're doing with computers. You know,
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
All the newbie information you need is on Amish.com. ARP,
go there
fine,
now.
It is a fine hub, but it is no
router.
It is no switch. We still need your help. Captain America still needs your help. Yes, it's true. We're getting lots of people who want to help us, and I know you're out there. We still need more bandwidth.
We need bandwidth.
Mirrors are a good thing. Please.
So anybody with a good connection at work or school or, like, just happen to know one.
Or your dad's really rich and he won't give a fuck, and if you cry really hard, he'll give it to you.
That's right. About 3 megabits or more, because we need it for the 128K stream.
Yeah, so that we can
Not for mirroring files, not for the 24K stream, the big pipe. The big fat one.
The big, fat, ugly, sexy pipe. The pipe with the shiny red knob on it. That's what we need. So,
rub it. Rub the pipe.
Rub that fucking pipe. You know you want to. Photoshop. Yes, it's true.
Again?
We have... I got some of the cards. Some of the cards we have being sent in is awesome. And somebody suggested to me...
I'm not getting those.
What's that? You are. There's someone's coming in for you, isn't there?
The cards? Oh, those cards.
Business cards.
Business cards. I thought you were talking about the WOG cards.
The WOG cards. No, that's WOG. The Gathering.
Okay, yeah, the cards are nice.
No. Somebody suggested a name for myself, though, like a title, which I thought was really cool.
People are having trouble.
Yeah, trouble. They wanted to list me as an anomaly. Sean Kennedy, anomaly.
That's not bad.
And I looked it up, and it says, anomaly definitions are the angular distance from a planet to its perihelion as seen from the sun, whatever, that's the most pointless thing in the world, 2, deviation from the common rule, or 3, something different, abnormal, peculiar, or not easily classified, which is a great title for myself, an anomaly. So anyone making business cards, you can use the title anomaly, or professional anomaly, or cool anomaly, or anomaly.
Internet anomaly. Human anomaly.
Yeah,
anomaly.
Deity. I kind of like
deity.
Cyber. I like cyber deity. That was a good one.
That's a good one.
So we're going to get those up very soon. So anyone who wants to make business cards, please continue on doing so.
You can do any of the Photoshops. Any of the old Photoshops.
I wish I'd have caught that one. That would have been cool. No, because we will put them up. That's very, very cool. So we still want to do that. This week's Photoshop, though. Sim and I need to get in shape. So we need new bodies. And if you can cut our heads off from any photograph you like and stitch them on to new bodies, that would be fun. We don't even have to be the same color. You can make Sim black and 30 feet tall and huge and me a midget.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so it could be fun. So if you want to have some good stuff with that, because that way we know exactly what we need to work towards.
We have a goal then.
Yeah, so Sim knows why he should eat red meat and not be a vegetarian. Where'd the music go?
It's done so well for you, Sean.
What? Shut up. This is a body produced by Tim Hortons, baby. What's that?
There you go. It's there.
Is it there?
It was just the end of a song.
It's like, wow, I'm Chuck D'O. So bring the bass back. Bring the bass back. Okay. Right. What else happened to me this weekend? I went to that elementary school reunion.
Did you? Did you kick some ass?
Yeah, I went in there.
Beat up all the old bullies.
Yeah, I think I'm going to die today. No, I didn't write Everlast on it. But it was a good time, actually. We went down there. It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And some of the really cool things
Must have been pretty trippy, because some of those people you haven't seen
it. It was fucking weird. It was really weird, because you're like, you don't see these people, and then all of a sudden, they're there. And they're like, hey, man, how's it going? You know? And it's easier to be cool with these people than it was people who were assholes in high school. People were assholes in high school, you're kind of an adult, right?
Yeah.
You can't really be pissed at someone for stealing your G.I. Joes when you were 7. You're like, motherfucker, that was Lady Scarlet, I hate you, you know? So that shit doesn't
work. It's worth, like, twice as much today.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't, you know, really hang on to those grudges.
Not really.
You know, but the high school ones, oh yeah, they're still there. So I didn't go to my high school reunion. Fuck them, they suck. So, but one of the things I did do while I was there, which we're going to be doing in the second half of the show, this is very, very cool, is I hooked up with a childhood buddy of mine who we used to run around the bushes and do
ooh.
Military stuff. And oh, yeah,
bushes.
The bushes with guns and knives and shit.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. See, that's what red meat-eating kids do is they play with guns and knives.
That's right.
Rather than beans or whatever the fuck it is you guys play with.
Lego.
Like, we played with Lego.
And wooden blocks, uncolored, of course. They would excite us.
Yeah. Perfect. I saw the Minority Report, too.
Yeah.
I saw the Minority Report, and I saw...
It was interesting.
I saw...
Scary future.
Scary future advertising. I'm like, oh,
I was shaking when I saw that.
Yeah, I know. You're like, hello. Hello, Sumerian. Hello, good. You can really fuck with people.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What if they were doing that for Minority Report? Anyone who hasn't seen it, what happens is these little eyes that get a retinal scan, and whenever you walked in, the billboards would change and say, hi there, if your name was like John Smith, would be like, hi, John Smith. Have you tried... I noticed you were here before. How did those jeans work out for you that you bought? And you're like, oh, fuck.
Privacy, like, gone. Zero privacy.
No, but the more they enhance that shit, the easier it is to hack. Yeah. So you can, like, find someone you don't like, you can change their name to fucking cocksucker. So every time somebody wants to be like, hello, fucking cocksucker. How's those jeans you bought, you fucking cocksucker? Wouldn't that be great? And every
that's
time, everywhere the guy goes, it's, hey, fucking cocksucker, you're speeding again. Would you like to go, fucking cocksucker? That'd be great. I mean, come on, that'd be a good time.
That would be.
I mean, you can really, the more they enhance this stuff, increase your knowledge, increase your skills, therefore your strength, and we can therefore hack the planet. Very good plan. I think it's a good one.
So, I think it's a winner.
I'm excited. Juice by Sean. Juice by Sean. Oh, Sean. I was really happy to be down at the school reunion because I hooked up with this guy, like I said, when I was running around in the bushes with him doing militant shit, and he now runs a straight edge band. And I went, great, what the fuck is straight edge? I had no idea what the fuck straight edge was.
Right.
We had a brief talk about it, and I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, this shit's been around for a while. Listen to some of his music. The guy's fucking hugely talented.
Yeah.
I mean, he was into it back in the day.
Yeah.
And so, like, I like brought down the Burning Man stuff, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I can't really say it. I'm surprised you're still a freak. And I'm like, yeah, you know.
Once a freak, always a freak.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. So I brought him down to the studio tonight. We're going to do an interview with him, and the guy is just amazingly talented. We got some of his music, and normally I'm quite sure that if it wasn't the fact that we grew up together, there'd be no way I'd be able to get him down to the studio for this. But it's kind of handy, so we got to do this for you. Really, really, really cool shit. So anyone who's a straight edge fan or no straight edge fans, you can message them and get them to log in because we're going to fucking...
Uh-huh.
I'm going to find out what the fuck is going on with the straight edge stuff in the second half of this show, which is really cool. Got some feedback. Got a little bit of feedback.
Nice.
Some email.
We always like that.
Yeah, we got one from Kevin at SunYitEDU, wherever the fuck that is.
Some university somewhere.
Hey, guys, loving the show. I got a question about last Monday's show. There was a song you had on there. I can't remember the name of the group. Didn't catch the name of the song, but it was talking about fucking with the USA. And at the beginning, Bush was telling everyone that all the airports were closed, and can you guys help out? And so what was the name of that song, Sim?
Yeah, the band was called Bool. I actually answered like 3 or 4 of those emails.
Like, what was that song? That was really cool.
Asking.
It was a cool song. That's why we play it. We only play
and
cool.
And it's like, thanks for playing. And then in brackets, with us, like U.S., of course. And www.bool.org. He's an awesome guy. He sent me the CD personally himself.
Did he?
Yes.
What a cool guy.
And... great, great album. The whole album's great, except for one song. So just skip over that track.
I'm also really... I just looked in the IRC. I know I shouldn't have done that, but I just looked up and saw that Rich is in the IRC, and I'm really happy to see Rich in the IRC tonight. Yeah, Rich used to hang out with me when I'd work, because like I do security work down by where his place is at. And unfortunately, this Wednesday and Thursday, I'm not going to be down there, because I have Wednesdays and Thursdays off now. And he was actually had to go hang out for a bit. He wasn't able to be around. But he's back now, and I see him in the IRC, and I'm really fucking happy that the guy's in the IRC. So that means he's feeling better, and everything's cool. So really, really glad to see you, Rich. Anyway... that was a little... I was like, wow, Rich is my buddy, okay?
All praise Rich.
All praise Rich. Rich is my buddy. He's King fucking Rich for the remainder of this goddamn show. Anyway, also, Jesus Christ, did I ever get everybody like, wow, hi, I'm the world's biggest internet search engine. I was like, yeah, I was driving around the desert, and there was this opera singer singing a cappella. It was all fucked up. Can someone please tell me who that was? And, of course, they did. Templar Knight, I think, was the first guy on it. He's like, yeah, her name's Diamond Dallas.
Ask and you shall receive.
And I'm like, wow. I'm like, I want to think of fucked up
stuff. Because in that car, she played a whole bunch of music. And we're like, what is this? What is this? And we promptly forgot, of course.
Well, because we were wrecked on absinthe at the time.
Yeah.
That's why. We were fucking.
But it was like, oh, my God.
It was fucked up.
Music to die by.
Yeah, music to, like fucking Hunter S. Thompson was hitchhiking. And he's like, you guys better get out of there. You know, I'm like, oh, this is, Jesus, we can't stop here. It was just nuts. It was a crazy, crazy, crazy fucking time. But we got some of that music, just 1 minute and 36 seconds of it, because it's so incredibly fucked up. Unless you're driving through the desert in a hearse that's been heavily modified, the music really doesn't make sense. But yeah, it's appropriate for the time.
So we found a small, short one that'll work for
you. Yeah, which will work for us. Into the general news. This is some fucking crazy news. Soul Trance went way the fuck out of control. The guy was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. The guy was just completely obsessed, okay, with news. He sent me some amazing links. Like, this show brought to you by Soul Trance. It was fucking really good stuff. Icarus sent me a really cool link. Talk about being a corporate whore. There's your link for it. Much to the chagrin of Seattle-based Starbucks Corporation, Playboy Magazine has issued an alert calling all coffee-making cuties to pose nude for an upcoming issue featuring the women of Starbucks.
Nothing like cross-branding,
huh? Let me get
this
straight. Talk about a corporate whore with the application process already percolating. Oh, God, I love it when the reporters use it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's so fucking clever. Fuck your clever.
What else do they have, Sean? Really?
Yeah, that's true. They're not really writers. Of course, more than 60,000 coffee shops worldwide. Is anything but thrilling with a cattle call by the adult magazine is a coffee-making employees known as baristas, in case you didn't fucking know that. Like, Jesus Christ, who doesn't know they're baristas? You just said in the previous fucking sentence there's 6,200 coffee shops worldwide. They didn't know they were called baristas. They didn't know what Starbucks were, and they're fucking Amish, okay? The company on Thursday offered a frosty statement. Starbucks Coffee Company is aware that Playboy Enterprises has issued a call for the entries of Women of Starbucks section in a future magazine. Starbucks is not affiliated with this project and does not endorse it. All further inquiries should be directed to and contacted Playboy. Teresa Hennessy. Oh, wow.
Teresa
Hennessy. Hennessy, who's obviously a woman in comfortable shoes. Hennessy at Playboy Enterprises, Inc.'s Chicago headquarters, said that the magazine was already getting several submissions for the issues. Starbucks is such a big part of American pop culture. Let me read that again. Starbucks is such a big part of American pop culture.
Pop culture? A coffee shop. How is that?
American pop culture. How much did they fucking pay you to print that?
No kidding.
Since Starbucks is such a big part of American pop culture, and Playboy is always trying to stay on top of the latest trend, God, you gotta fucking... Who the fuck reads Playboy anyway? Like, who really does? If you want porn, you sure as fuck don't buy a Playboy. I mean, there's nothing in there. What do you got? Oh, wow, look, she's naked.
And it's really soft lighting.
Yeah, soft lighting. Yeah, it's naked. I'm sorry, if I'm going to buy porn, I want, like, you know, the 40-plus fucking crazy bitch with a thermos-sized dildo. That's what we're into, okay? We don't want fucking soft lighting, bitch. All right, give me a break. If I wanted that, I'd go buy Stuff Magazine. At least that's humorous. Not some cock smoker sitting there sucking back a stogie thinking he's the shit. You know, whatever, Hugh Hefner, you're old. Fucking die, okay? I seriously want to see fucking Iggy Pop take on Hugh Hefner and just beat the fucking shit out of him.
Ding, ding.
You know, really. I have lost more lives. Smack! Fuck you, bitch. He's so good. And then after he was done, I will put Henry Rollins and Glenn Danzig in a fucking ring tag teaming against, that would have to be Axl Rose as the enemy. And
get in the ring, bitch!
Get in the ring, motherfucker! Okay, whatever, man. I can name five guys that, like, I'll put Dago and the Portions in the ring with fucking Axl Rose and watch them mop the gut. Biohazard. I will put Biohazard. Any member of the band from Biohazard. Pick your member. The drummer, preferably. Fucking from Biohazard. Step in the ring, motherfucker! Crack. You ever want to see a great video? If you can find the video and download it, here's a fucking challenge.
What's that?
Anybody who can find me the video to Judgment Night.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is the Onyx Biohazard song.
I never saw that video.
I've seen the video once. And it was a crossover.
I bet.
Well, the thing that was cool is the whole video was shot, and Biohazard is like they're a fucking institution. Like, they're the guys who started the whole Raging Against the Machine, that style of music. That was all like Biohazard, right? So You don't have a mic, so you can't actually talk.
He has a mic. He could talk.
He could talk. But Jason Collins, who's in the studio tonight, he knows Biohazard. So he's like, yeah.
Nice.
And they're big fucking guys. They are not small people. Like, they're all pretty big.
Mighty.
Yeah, and in the...
We'll
just do a test real quick. Make sure your mic's working.
Hey.
Okay, we're good. Good.
Excellent.
Good. But in the video, what happens is that they're all in these cells.
Yeah.
And in jail. And Onyx is like going off the whole video, and the guys are all like walking around the cell. And the drummer, apparently it's the drummer, I think it's the drummer, but he's a huge fucking guy. And he's sitting on the bunk, and they have the really, really small guy in Onyx at the bars.
I've seen that.
And at the end of the song, when he starts wigging out, the drummer gets up off the bunk and pushes the guy into the corner just by walking up to him. And you're like, wow, you are in such a fucking hurt locker. Oh, my God.
Oh,
you are
man.
In hell.
Well, did you guys also realize that Evan Seinfeld, actually, who's the bass singer, main vocalist of Biohazard, also had a pretty big role in this TV series Oz?
Oh, did he?
You guys, yeah, he shows his penis quite frequently. Female fans actually married a porn star because of his role on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oz is a great show.
It is. Yeah. It's hard for me to watch sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's an awesome show.
A little in fact, I actually haven't watched television, any kind of television show, since 1996. So, unfortunately.
Sean claims ignorance.
Well, no, I don't claim ignorance. I claim sanity. That's why I stay away from television as much as I can. Am I tying myself up?
Yeah, you better watch the cords. They're not optimized yet.
Am I doing okay? Yeah, they're not tied up. We're separated. We're
okay.
Okay, we're watching. Right, moving right along. Kyle 23 sent me a story about man-eating fucking flies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even kidding about this.
Now, when I read that,
didn't that just scare the shit out of you?
I didn't quite understand the term. Man-eating flies.
Man-eating.
There was a man, and he was eating flies.
No, man-eating flies.
That got scarier.
Flies that fucking eat people.
That
now,
is scary.
How is this for a crossbreed target? Now, this is a bioweapon. This is exactly the kind of shit that I don't want people doing. Now, check this out. This is in Mexico. Tucked away in southern Mexico's jungly Chiapas state, scientists work around the clock using radiation and powdered blood to produce one of the air's most cutting-edge exports, man-eating flies.
Of course, powdered blood.
Of course, because, you know, what else do mad find? Fuck that! Whatever the fuck. I'm not even going to try to say that fucking name. What is that? Tuxula Gutierrez?
You always get the
great name. Montoya, the capital of Chiapas, better known for spawning armed rebellion in 1994 by guerrillas fighting for Indian rights, is home to the world's only New World screwworm plant. Jesus Christ.
Don't go there.
There's an online name right there.
Screwworm.
Breeding millions of insects each week. Because that's what you do. You want to breed these fucking things.
Oh, yeah.
Named for the corkscrew motion for which they burrow into flesh, screwworm larva can kill their victim, human or animal, in 5 fucking days. Oh, shit. I got a wound. Oh, they laid an egg in it. 5 days later, I'm dead. The worm's Latin name... Yeah, whatever. Inigo Montoya means fly that devours men.
Good name, I guess.
They feed off fresh blood, not dead tissues, as other species do. That's why they're extremely dangerous. It's very hard for an animal to defend against itself against something like that, says Alfredo Alvarez, a biologist at the plant. In the 1950s, U.S. scientists pioneered a strange but effective way of eradicating the pest. The flies are zapped with a high dose of radiation to sterilize them and then released in the wild to mate with their fertile counterparts, which means that they won't actually produce any offspring. Therefore, the flies die. Now, the problem I have here is, though, from what I understand, when you read the rest of the article, you find out that the flies actually, what they do is you need to have an open wound, and then they lay eggs in the wound.
Okay.
And then...
A lot of bugs get in that way.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, though, how hard would it be for some fucking asshole to cross that with a mosquito, and I've got a mosquito that rips a big hole in you, lays a bunch of eggs, and fucks off. Wow, look at me, I'm Geiger.
Yeah, nice.
You know what I mean? Oh, groovy, I got rot grubs. There's a D6 creature.
Rot grubs.
Save versus rot grub. I'm like, holy fuck. So, yeah.
You have 5 days to live.
You have 5 days to live. Now, and then you got to, like, that's like a total Tales from the Afternow. I got to do a Tales from the Afternow.
That's
now,
quite
you know.
A bug, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll put that in. Oh, does that mean I'm doing more Tales from the Afternow?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
Shamanic trees could purify the air. Well, that's handy. I mean, it'd be nice if they did something. A scientist has invented an artificial tree designed to do the job of plants. Great. Why don't you just grow a plant? But the synthetically tree proposed by Dr. Klaus Lackner does not much resemble the leafy variety. It looks like a goalpost with Venetian blinds.
What?
Said the Columbia University physicist, referring to his sketch. What'd you do? Did you fucking do some poke in the bathroom and draw a fucking tree on a napkin and call the press? And the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Denver, Colorado. No, well, he wouldn't be doing coke in Denver. But the synthetic tree would do the job of a real tree. It would draw carbon dioxide out of the air as plants do during photosynthesis, but retain the carbon dioxide and not release oxygen. Okay, so it's not a fucking tree, you moron. It's a filter. If built to scale, according to Dr. Lackner, synthetic trees can help clean up the atmosphere grown heavy with carbon dioxide, most abundant gas produced by humans and implicated in the climate warning. Okay, well, that's fucking great, but it's not a synthetic tree, is it? It doesn't grow. It's not fucking... It doesn't give off air. All it
Which
is
what
a,
we need.
It's a glorified fucking filter. So if you take out all the carbon dioxide, what's left?
Like, and what happens to these trees when they suck up all this carbon after a while?
I don't know.
They explode.
I guess you have to bury them and create more landfill. You have to burn down the forest to make a dump to stuff all these fake trees in. Fuck, I don't know. Alien TV in search of the signal. SETI researchers are a bold lot. They've chosen to accept a mission that might dissuade Mr. Phelps. Whoever the fuck Mr. Phelps
We've
is.
We've got to dissuade Mr. Phelps.
Whoever the fuck Mr. Phelps is. Who's Mr. Phelps?
I don't know.
Like, I hate that. When the media makes general assumptions, don't you know who Mr. Phelps is?
Come on.
Fuck you, you chinless wonder. Year after year, the spine of their telescopes, they spine their telescopes.
Spine?
Jesus, who fucking wrote this? Dr. Seuss? Telescopes, this guy's sifting through broilous rumpus of cotton. Fuck you, I'm not even reading the rest of this story. Suck my ass. Clear Channel is now making no more friends. Yes, the lesser of two. There is no lesser of two evils here, only evil. Clear Channel, the same cocksuckers. Sam, give us a blowdown on Clear Channel.
Clear Channel owns 10% of the radio stations and television stations in North America.
Wow, Ben Bendicchi a media monopoly much?
Just a little bit. They are the biggest.
Oh, okay. Clear Channel Communications, the radio and concert conglomerate, who so many people love to hate, has a new batch of disgruntled critics to deal with. But this time, it's not musicians who claim their entertainment giant plays hardball and locks acts off the airwaves. Oh, no, they wouldn't do that. Sort of like fucking Walmart. Or the broadcast rivals who allege the company leverages unmatched size to drive out competitors out of business, or even former employees who insist on the company's rampant cost-cutting style has gutted American radio. Oh, wow. Reason why rant radio is kicking ass much. Go, Clear Channel, go! We need your fans!
Keep going!
Today, broadcast cable and newspaper giants like Viacom, Comcast, and Gannett want a chance to expand their empires and enjoy the same large-scale efficiencies, the Nazis had efficiencies, that Clear Channel has profited from. But they're frustrated. After years of intensive lobbying with Federal Communications and Commission Chairman Michael Powell, who's widely considered to be thoroughly pro-deregulation. What the fuck does that mean? The havoc brought upon...
Pro-deregulation. Okay. So that means you can do anything you want. No regulations.
Well, that's good.
Buy up as many stations as you want.
Oh, that's good. The havoc brought upon by radio... The havoc wrought upon radio by Clear Channel is unexpectedly offering ample proof of what can go wrong with media deregulation. Radio's current mess is having a significant impact over the debate over media concentration, may even force Powell to water down his long-awaited ownership recommendation. So what does that mean? That means that they're going to say, oh, well, we can't really, you know, we might have to start regulating corporations as to
no.
what... Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
Well, no, yeah, the reason why is because, do you think they're, no, they're not going to choose it that way. They'll use this as a gateway to start regulating what goes on the air.
Yep.
And then seek for approval, which I have later stories, which will remember this story. Remember the story. I'll get back to you on this one. Apparently, there's a gravity wave detector that's ready to rock. The hunt is on. The hunt is well and truly joined. Scientists report here that one of the greatest observatories ever constructed works as expected and is now ready to go for the goal. The LIGO faculty, built at a cost of nearly $300 million, is trying to detect gravity waves. The ripples created in the fabric of space-time that occur every time a star explodes or black holes collide. You know, little things like that.
Small events.
I'll be like, oh shit, what's over there? What's an offense? And a black hole! If it succeeds, scientists will not only confirm the chair's theories, they will also have a new window in on the universe that will enable them to probe the nature of the cosmos right back to the beginning of time itself. You ever notice that, like whenever you talk about astrologers and shit like that, they use like these expressions that only mad scientists use. Probe the nature of the cosmos right back to the beginning of time itself. Like,
gotta make it exciting.
Even Leonard Nimoy didn't say shit like that. That's fucked up. Researchers connected with the project come to an annual meeting of American Association of the Advancement of Science in Denver with good news. They said initial experiments show LIGO could achieve the extraordinary sensitivities that are required to pick up the waves. Wow.
Wow. At a cost of only $300 million.
At $300 million. What I could do with $300 million, I'm here to tell you, I could definitely advance fucking humankind a lot more than a bunch of fucking telescopes. Denim solar powers to power future buildings. Arcology much. NewScientist.com run this article. Building the future could be clothed in flexible power-generating material that looks like denim. I wonder if that's anything like that stuff from Tales from the Afternoon that I was talking about. The Canadian company,
well, they're okay then,
developing the material says it can be draped over just about any shape, greatly expanding the number of places where solar power can be generated. Okay, well, that's a good thing. The inventors hope their power-generating material will enable architects to design a complex curvy buildings. Oh, that's great. I'm curvy buildings.
Curvy buildings complex with denim jeans.
With curvy buildings that can nevertheless carry solar cells. One day, consumer products such as personal stereos and cell phones might also harness denim power to charge up their batteries. Unlike conventional solar cells, the new cheap material has no rigid silicone base. Instead, it's made of thousands of inexpensive beads of silicone sandwiched between two thin layers of aluminum foil and sealed on both sides with plastic. Each bead functions as a tiny solar cell, absorbing sunlight and converting it into electricity. The aluminum sheaths give the material physical strength and act as electrical contacts. Which I would wonder why they would use aluminum for that instead of copper, because aluminum cannot conduct electricity worth a fuck.
They know best.
No, they don't. That's why we used to have aluminum wiring in our houses, and they fucking got rid of it because it was shitty and started fires. Duh. Some activists. Oh yeah, we're really free here. Some activists got evicted at gunpoint. You like that? Early this morning, U.S. Marshals and MPD officers descended upon the Olive Branch Community House. Jesus, that sounds like a scary bunch. At 1006 M Street. And what's NW? What is that?
Northwest.
To evict the residents of the building. The marshals searched the building and removed some of their personal property belonging to Olive Branch residents. One resident described the eviction process as political oppression. No, really?
We're being oppressed.
We're being oppressed, man. Fuck off. The Olive Branch residents were forced to go outside, many of them bare feet in pajamas. Okay, that's it, Grant. They were asked to show identification.
That's what they wear normally.
They were asked to show identification, but most refused. An officer took digital photos of everyone as they left the building, while the residents waited outside. Officer made sure no one remained inside. Then Marshall searched the building, taking little care with the personal property that was inside. Many items were simply dumped on the floor, including files and other personal papers. Well, big fucking deal. They didn't hurt anything. The Marshals took a few boxes out of the building. Okay, that's not cool. And refused to say what they were taking. Okay, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And one would not give them a receipt for the items. Okay, according to the Geneva fucking convention, during war you have to give people a receipt for items you take. Okay? So I assure you that when it's not war, that rule should still apply.
Mm-hmm.
If the people you're bombing, you have to give receipts for the shit you take. Even after a request from the Olive Branch's lawyer, one resident believes he saw computer disks among the items taken. Well, of course. The marshals did not present a search warrant for the property at all. Well, that's good. Although at least one marshal claimed they did have one. You guys got a warrant? We got one of those.
Yeah,
get the fuck out. An eviction order
here
does not give them the right to go through personal property or remove anything from the premises. And this is nothing. You are going to see more and more of this if you happen to be getting involved or making a difference. I'd like to know, I've never heard of the Olive Branch Society, but I'd like to know what it is they do, because you can bet they were effective, because they weren't effective, they wouldn't have been searched and evicted like that.
So I hope we get searched one day, then.
I don't. I really like my desk.
Well, then we're effective.
Oh, well, that's...
Right?
Yeah.
Well.
But I really like the desk, though.
Like
Senate approves
desk.
A new child porn bill, which is good. We need more child porn.
Yes.
The U.S.
Senate, good.
The U.S. Senate Monday afternoon passed a new child pornography bill designed to overcome Supreme Court objections that struck down previous effort by Congress to ban computer-generated child pornography images. So if you draw a picture of a child and it's considered to be child pornography, now it's a crime. Where do you draw the line?
That's right.
When is it art?
When do they get you for thinking about it?
Yeah, the House has yet to pass a companion or similar legislation. Now, I don't agree with that law because, although I fucking hate child porn, everyone knows I do, you gotta be able to draw whatever you want.
Or write.
Or write whatever you want. It sucks, but you got to be able to do it. If you're a sick piece of shit, I don't think you should be able to hide behind it. I think you should put it up and say, yep, look at me. I'm this guy writing child porn. Look how cool I am. You know. But unfortunately, yeah, you got to be able to say, think, and write whatever you want. It's shitty, but there it is. You can't actually... Because the reason why child pornography should be a crime is not because it's photography or child porn. It's because child pornography is a crime, and that is documentation of a crime. It's the same as, like, snuff movies or photographing murder.
Yeah, okay. Something happened. It was.
Yeah, this is
fake.
A crime. This is not erotic. You're breaking the law and you're destroying the life of a child. This is why this is a crime. If you're just doing art or writing about it, you're not actually hurting anyone. In order to make real child porn, you have to hurt someone. In order to write about it, you're not actually hurting anyone. And as shitty and sick and fucked up as it is, yes, unfortunately, there it is. You know, in April last year, the court ruled that Congress' 1996 law banning virtual child pornography was violating the free speech rights, which is true. The 6-3 decision striking down the law was written for Justice Anthony Kennedy, who said that he I don't know, who said that the statute was too broad and was unconstitutional, which it was. The High Court rejected arguments from the Department of Justice that virtual child pornography was directly related to child sexual abuse, which we I'd have to see that. The court said that the First Amendment protects pornographers and to produce images that only appear to have children engaged in sexual acts. The new legislation, sponsored by Orrin Hatch from Utah. Oh, wow. At least he's, you know, kind
of... Isn't he like 100?
Orrin Hatch?
Yeah.
I think he's actually a lich. And Patrick Leahy, whatever DBT, whatever the fuck that is.
I don't know. Vermont, something.
Vermont, yeah. Some good white Christian area. Hopes to avoid...
Vermont. There you go.
Democrat from Vermont. Hopes to avoid court objection by not defining... Hopes to avoid court objection by not defining computer-generated images as obscene, instead prohibits the pandering or solicitation of anything represented to be obscene child pornography. Ooh, gateway crime much? Gateway crime much? So, my Tales of the After Now episode, where a giant robot takes a sick little girl, cuts her arms and legs off, puts her in his backpack so he can get her to turn her into a robot, that could be construed as child pornography.
Could be banned, yep.
That's not cool.
Because it involves a child.
Here's a child there. No children on TV. What about all those diaper commercials? I'm looking at a lot of bums here.
That's the bill a lot also of bums.
The bill also creates a new crime for the use of child pornography by pedophiles to entice minors to engage in sexual activity. That's an interesting line. The bill also creates a new crime for the use of child pornography by pedophiles to entice minors to engage in this sexual activity. So, the use of child to entice minors... So if you show a child a picture of child pornography, that's a crime.
Yeah. They like to group them together.
So if you...
Really, really bad things and, like, questionable things.
Now, check this out.
Yeah.
Now, there's a comics that are out there.
Yeah.
That there's one... I was watching this on Sex TV because I was in security in the TV zone. What do you know? But there was this broad who does these fucking comics.
Yeah.
And there's stories about her life. She was sexually abused when she was a kid, so she tells us like an autobiographical story.
I've seen this.
Yes.
I've heard about this.
Her shit was grabbed at the board saying it was child porn. Okay, but it's art.
Yeah.
And she's talking about her own fucking life.
It's like, this is me.
This is me.
This happened to me.
It's an autobiography. It's a comic.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, under this law, she could be A, named a pedophile, B, everyone who has touched her comic from the publisher right down to the fucking comic book store owner... could get nailed with this child with pandering to pedophiles.
Yes, yes, that's correct. Even though she was, like, drawing herself.
Yeah.
Her own person.
That's right. So you got to watch that. That law could turn around and bite you right in the ass.
Yes.
That's a little bit...
beware what you draw or think or write.
You know, and this is yet more reasons why I have to get off my ass and start doing something. In the halftime music, we've made it to halftime. Sam, before we get into the... we'll do the feedback, and then I'll talk about our guest tonight a little bit more. What do you got, Sim?
More people wanting the After Now. From this is from Chris. There's some blah, blah, blah. And then, but with the After Now, you've started something that needs to be finished. As my roommate put it, it's the thing that justifies the internet. High praise from a net junkie like him.
It's the thing that justifies the internet?
Yes, apparently. It needs to be finished not because of the message or even the utter beauty, but because you've created a thing of myth and letting it die is a crime against the myth. It needs to be finished. The myth needs to be completed. Beowulf, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Babylon 5, I could keep going, but they're all myths that came to an end. All good myths tell a story and then end that story. The story of the After Now is not complete. I can understand if you or the man just don't want to do more, as dark as it is. It has to take its toll to make. But if you can make more, do so. The story shouldn't be allowed to die. People need to hear what you have to say.
Oh, wow. That's like the biggest bunch of ego stroking I've ever heard in my
no
life.
Kidding.
But it works, you know. So
it all works.
It all works. I'm a slut for ego stroking. What do you want? What else you got?
People have, like, one day left to enter into Casey Saul's contest.
That's the What the Fuck contest,
That's
right?
The What the Fuck contest.
Nice.
I'm going to post the link in the IRC. Some people have entered, so there's competition. So do it quick. Do
Holy
it
crap,
now.
We got 103 people in the IRC.
That's right.
That's a lot.
Doing very well. You got all excited. Stop looking at the IRC.
I just looked real quick because I wanted to see how many people were there.
You can win DEF CON tickets, Think Geek stuff, or Angry
like
Shirts.
DEF CON tickets. Hello.
Yeah. DEF CON tickets.
Hello, DEF CON tickets.
So,
what are you, fucking new?
Take a look at that page. Go nuts.
Very, very
promote
cool.
Promote Rant Radio. Promote What the Fuck Show.
You betcha.
All that stuff.
All good. Tattoo your kids.
Sean and I shot the commercials.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
A couple days ago?
Yeah, it was on Thursday. I wound up in the studio, which was fucked up. Do you have that
pretty
thing
weird,
that,
huh?
Do you have that thing that we that you taped that part where I was bitching about the studio?
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. pretty funny.
Are we going to make that available or no?
I haven't decided yet. It was a bit... It wasn't funny enough,
yeah, okay.
unfortunately. There's,
okay.
there's other bits, though. They'll be put into SKTM
TV sure
shows.
I'm sure people who really, really want it will be able to find, like, pirated copies and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure it's...
But we were in a studio, and it was fucked up, guys. Let me tell you. Working in a studio, like an actual television studio, is bizarre. It's very weird. I'd sooner work on the street any day of the week than
busking on the street then.
Well, guys, fucking, you know, with the lighting and shit and makeup.
It made you look pretty though, Sean.
Whatever.
It made
guys.
You look so pretty.
I'm like, don't you fucking touch me. It's weird. I don't know. I'm a lot more on the street kind of a guy. You know, that's just me.
But these commercials are for going on, like, a Fox station, and
yeah.
Casey Saul is donating. Like, oh, my God, this guy does so much.
It's Casey Saul who's
yeah.
doing it.
He's doing everything.
Fuck Casey Saul. You're out of control. Somebody fucking medicate that.
So man. It'll be on a TV station near you, maybe.
Maybe.
If you live in that
You
area.
Never actually know until you actually, you know.
See it on the air.
See it on the goddamn air. But.
But it's exciting nonetheless.
Cool. What else you got?
That's it.
Good. Okay. Moving right along. Now, for the halftime music, a while back, there's this band called Minor Threat, and they did a song called some...
They call it called Straight Edge.
Called Straight Edge. Now, apparently, actually, what the fuck... I'll get Collins in on this here. What the fuck, just so that people understand, what was the birth of Straight Edge? How did that work?
It started in on the East Coast, mainly in, like, D.C., Washington, D.C., in 81 and stuff, with just a bunch of kids that had enough of the whole punk rock... let's get fucked up and do drugs and fuck the system and all that. And we're just kind of like, hey, wanted to find a, I don't know, it's a parallel or culture, a counter to that. And decided that, that getting screwed up and fucking your head and just being a burnout wasn't cool. And they, you know, it was like in 81, I think 83 it started. And there was the most...
And it was all sponsored, like, by this song. This
well, basically, I mean, it was around, but kind of the guy who gets, Minor Threat gets the, kind of gets the credit as far as history goes.
Brings it all together.
So it's kind of like what Bauhaus and Bela Lugosi's Dead did for the goth culture.
Exactly.
Like, a sort of was around, but then everyone, they all kind of bannered and
they
fucking
went,
ran with it.
That's exactly it.
That's what Bauhaus says. If it wasn't for Bela Lugosi's Dead, Bauhaus would be like, fucking who? But, so Minor Threat kind of did that. So that's cool. So we've got the song Straight Edge from Minor Threat to give you the basic of what the fuck that was about. And then we are going right on to Burden, who's lead singer Jason Collins we have in the studio, which is very fucking cool. And his song, Burn It Clean. And we're also going to play another song by his band called One and the Same. And this is really, really, really hard. I thought you're like, wow. So let me get this straight. It's a punk band that doesn't do drugs. This sounds so...
I don't get it.
That sounds so Christianly gay. So trust me, though, Jay's a big fucking guy.
I'm going to let you know what it's all about. Don't worry.
Yeah, so I'm going to be on
That's
him
what
about
he's here
this,
for.
Because this is a kind of a cool thing. And although he's a lot bigger than me, I'm not going to take any shit. So we're going to listen to that. And we're going to listen to this Diamond Galas bit. That'll be the first thing we play is the Diamond Galas bit.
Sean, I have to stop. It's Diamana Galas, I believe.
Is it?
I just... You said her name. Just
it's Chai Chai Rodriguez, okay? Chai Chai Rodriguez, okay. Diamana. Okay, is it Diamana, Galas?
Diamanda.
Diamanda?
It has a D, yeah.
Whatever! She's a crazy, crazy opera bitch.
She's
fucking mental. Jesus, I hate that. Why is it everybody who comes into the studio corrects me? You're like the fourth fucking guy I've
interviewed. Sean, that's not quite how you say it, Sean.
That's Chi Chi Rodriguez. Jesus Christ. Anyway, yeah, so we got the fucking opera bitch. She's going to go off. And while you listen to this, remember, this is when you download from SKTFM.TV, when you download the videos and you see me driving around in the car at night, this is what was playing on the speakers.
Okay? Loud.
Loud, like fucking nutty loud, like echoing through time loud. Like if you go there now, you'll still hear it echoing in the desert.
Off the mountains, back and forth,
fucking
yeah.
Crazy shit. So stick around. I've got a great interview here, and I got more news. So we will see you right after this break.
Is this it? What I want you to do. On your knees. I want you to ask me. What is mine? Your name? What is? Oh my. Oh my. I have been the best boy and killer. And I'm not talking about people. I am talking about
teenager decides to live a clean life. No alcohol, no smoking, no sex or drugs. Imagine when it comes to getting their eyes to without great diet. No alcohol, people adhere to a lifestyle they call Imagine your teenager decides to live a clean life. No alcohol, no smoking, no sex or drugs. Maybe even becomes a vegetarian. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, for most kids who adhere to a lifestyle they call straight edge, it is. But for some kids, they've taken it too far. Way too far. With deadly results.
I want this shit back! Let's turn away! Send it to the door! I don't want the game! What a shame to die! Killing us! So much strength! For some joy! Step on that boy! I'm sick time from the hands of a few! Man! The media exploit! Watch the head! We don't
so that was Burden. And the that song there was, which one was that one? That was One in the Same. One in the Same. Cool. Okay, so the guy in the studio here, whose voice you've been heard off and on throughout the show, is Jason Collins. He's been singing for the last 20 years. He's been involved in the alternative music scene, the punk scene, hard rock.
Hardcore.
Hardcore.
Punk rock, metal, hardcore. Never hard rock.
Define your genre.
I'm not a hacker. I'm a cracker. Whatever. The guy's been involved in like hardcore music for the last 20 fucking years, probably a lot of the people in the RC even been alive.
17, actually, Sean.
Well, okay, that, whatever.
We don't want any more credit. You know?
Okay, that's
a
cool.
Long time.
He's been doing it a long, long, long time, and he knows a lot of people in the scene. It's very, very cool, and I'm very glad to have him in the studio tonight. And if it wasn't for this guy, I wouldn't even know about Straight Edge, because I'm not really... Punk really isn't my thing. I kind of got into punk, which is funny, because I talk about Jalla Biafra and stuff like that, and people go, oh, it's so punk, and I'm not going to get into that war with anybody else, because fuck off. But
I put some punk in the background.
Are you gonna? Oh, perfect! Wow, look at all this music I don't like. Anyway, no, that's cool. That's cool.
Just to get him in the mood, really.
I like soft EBM
in the background.
I like Walmart punk, like NoFX and like Propaganda and shit. That's the kind of punk I like. But like normal punk, for some reason I couldn't really get into it. But I mean, I respect it as a musical genre, so that's cool. But okay, Straight Edge. What the fuck is Straight Edge?
Straight Edge is a. It's a personal choice, basically. I mean, for me to say that, you know, I'm straight edge, I decided to that, you know, that drinking and doing drugs and smoking and having promiscuous sex just wasn't something that I was into.
Okay, well, doesn't that kind of go against the whole rock and roll thing? Like, isn't rock and roll kind of about
sex, drugs,
sex, drugs,
rock and roll,
sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Like,
well, yeah.
Especially the punk scene. I'm like,
hey, absolutely, it totally does. But you know, punk rock has always been about rebellion and rebelling against, you know, the normal. But I mean, punk rock itself is normality now. So what's, I mean, in this day and age, what's more rebellious? Not doing what everybody does, or you know.
That's true.
That's
okay,
right.
So is this a Christian?
You're popping your peas. Watch it, buddy.
Sorry, man.
is this like a? Yeah, don't fuck with the vegan. When I was hearing about this, you're like so close to being straight edge. It's not even funny. How close
Earth
to straight
crisis.
Edge you are?
Might as well be.
You
huh?
may as well. Sim is straight edge god.
Except for the promiscuous sex. No, I don't have that either.
You're such a fucking liar.
Just one woman at a time. Promiscuous sex.
What is, okay, so is this thing like a Christian thing, or is this like the religious right trying to influence the punk scene? And no, we're straight edge, for God. Like, is that what this is about? Or?
Not at all. It's not
it's a conspiracy.
You know, there might be some, there are kids and there are Christian bands out there that, you know, call themselves straight edge or whatever. But no, for the majority, it's definitely not a religious thing at all. I mean, I'm not, I'm an atheist, I guess. I mean, I'm you know, into looking into spiritual, you know, spirituality or whatnot, but I'm definitely not a Christian. Definitely not.
So, if you're not doing the Christian thing, right, and this isn't a Christian thing, why? What, like, you know, what's wrong with having a joint once in a while or getting fucking, you know, having a few drinks or, you know, and you said that some people are vegetarian, like there's some hardcore vegetarians that was part of it somehow?
A lot of it now. I mean, when it started out, vegetarianism wasn't really too many people in the punk scene. You know, there it goes again. No spit screen. Nowadays, though, it's definitely from the 90s into now, the majority of kids that are straight edge are vegetarian or veganism. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm personally not. I got friends that aren't.
No, so it's not inherently part of it then?
No.
But it's kind of like, I guess I'm more using more punk than me. It's how straight edge are you, right? And I'm more straight edge than thou, because no matter what scene you're part of, there's always people who try to be more hardcore than thou.
Exactly.
And that's how it happens. Now, so let's give me a rundown. Give me a rundown of the evolution of straight edge. Where the fuck did it come from? It started with this Minor Threat dude.
Like I said, it started in the early 80s on the East Coast, mostly Washington, D.C., I guess. And
so this
was
like 82, 83 in there
yeah,
somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what happened throughout the 80s and then to the 90s?
It kind of went from D.C. and kind of moved on everywhere. Moved out to New York, had a big boom in that, and in kind of like the mid 80s to the 90s, and then now it's freaking worldwide, man.
Really?
say fucking worldwide.
Can you classify a type of music as straight edge, or it's just that punk band happens to be straight edge?
It's more, let's say, it's more hardcore music. If anyone out there knows the, I'm not talking the happy England trance hardcore. It's the hardcore punk, basically. It's just an offshoot of punk. Basically, Cross, it's more like if you guys are listening, heard, it's more angry sounding, heavier, better musicianship than most punk bands.
Yeah,
with a positive, you know, we got a positive message. It's
which is weird. Which is weird. That's a weird thing, you know, because you look at like goth music. A lot of that's like, you know. You know, it's okay to be dead. You know, that's kind of the whole punk, the whole goth message, you know, and shit. But,
there's the way you're saying, so let me get back to that about... There's punk bands that are that are straight edge, but the majority of the bands that are straight edge are, you know, are hardcore bands, which is, you know, hardcore again is like just harder punk with more metallic, you know, more metal influences.
There's definitely
straight edge bands definitely have, you know, definitely do have a sound, fast, angry, a lot of, you know, so,
so it's not really a punk thing, it's a hardcore thing.
Well, no, it's punk. Don't get me wrong, it's hardcore music, which is, you know, an offshoot of punk. It's
right. So it's a okay. Well, that's cool. So. If you guys are all, like, supposed to be, you know, all like, you know, we don't drink and do drugs or anything, how about all these Mormons killing everybody down in fucking Utah there? What was that all about?
That was, it was a big, some isolated incidents that the media kind of hyped up, giving everybody, I mean, Straight Edge was an underground thing, and that's the only media attention that's really had was back, I think it was 96 or 97, America's Most Wanted was the intro you heard on that Burn It Clean, the first song we played, John Walsh from America's, they had a whole episode dedicated to this violence that was going on in Salt Lake City. They tried to make it seem
what,
like
what
every straight edge, well, as they say, a bunch of bad apples like any group.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Straight edge is a really positive thing, but there was some kids there that actually they were Mormon, so go figure, took it a little bit too far in the message and stuff like that, and actually ended up carving up a kid at a show that was smoking, drinking red wine, I think.
Oh,
broke the
really?
Bottle,
ah.
Broke his bottle and decided to carve an X, which is kind of like the symbol
straight edge.
And carved an X into his back, and the media just ran with it, and it was like nation all over the world basically. And after
that's
that,
crazy.
Wow.
We're gonna kill you in the sake of being
yeah.
Good.
In the case of you being impure.
I'm kind of like, you know, how could John Walsh make that scary? Your kids are not doing drugs, and now they're cutting people up with wine bottles. Like, you know, they're taking back the streets by force. I mean,
well, it wasn't so much John Walsh on the episode was trying to, you know, let bands and straight edge kids have their say to kind of set it straight. But there were some definitely tabloid TV shows that that definitely were making it out to seem that it was you know, that basically straight edge is not a positive, you know, youth movement or whatever, you know, to better their lives or whatever. But the straight edge was a gang.
Okay.
Really? Do you think it was just about the punk thing, though? They're playing off that? It's like, listen to that hard music. It must be bad.
It was the way they kind of made it. So they showed, you know, clips from straight, you know, straight edge bands. And they showed, you know, kids, it looks, you know, it's really energetic. The crowd really gets into it. Dances, moshes, if you will. And, you know, made it look that, you know, that this was a thing that they were doing. And it was positive. And they had interviews with the bands, you know, saying that what the bands are about. You know, 99% of the kids that adhere to the straight edge lifestyle, you know, are totally positive and not into this militant bullshit.
Is anti-violence part of the straight edge as well?
Anti-violence is, you know, of course, I don't know, you know, too many kids that are violent. I mean, there's always there's always a point where you need to, you know, when it comes to violence, where, you know, you need
You know,
to.
You go to some punk shows, it's really rough, right?
It's
really rough moshes, like punching.
Oh, yes, this is, I don't know if anybody out there, and please let us know on the IRC if you know anything about this. I mean, yeah, the kids, it can be perceived, definitely. If you guys were to come to a show, it's violent. Kids are, like, doing this kickboxing, hard, you know, dancing and stuff, and it's crazy. It's all about, the hardcore is all about getting your daily frustrations out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, it's the place for it. You don't go run to a Slayer concert and cry because you got your nose broken in the front row.
Because that's what happens.
Because that's what fucking happens.
That's what happens, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but what you're saying here is it's okay for these, and that's okay, because, like, be honest, anybody who goes to a show and there is the mosh pit, you know that unless you're not, I'm not going near the fucking Slayer mosh pit, okay?
No chance.
I am not in good enough fucking shape to be in the Slayer mosh pit. I'm sorry. All right, just fucking.
I used to love Slayer mosh pits.
Yeah. That's because you're fucking huge.
Yeah,
huge,
I'm 6'2",
you're
almost
a big guy.
Pounds.
You can, like,
yeah,
take
but
it.
It's
everyone
like,
just clears a
no,
path
I,
for you.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm not going in there without a flamethrower, so fuck that. But, I mean, yeah, look how hardcore I am. You know, no. So,
You know, of course, and that music's aggressive, so naturally there's going to be some aggression in there. So that's cool. That's
just
cool.
Letting out steam is positive, you know?
So
that's the way
you guys
we do it.
Where do you guys draw the line then on drugs? Is it like, no medication?
Let me get back to what you're asking, Sean. Why?
Yeah, why?
There's
why?
No, there is nothing wrong with drinking beer, drinking a few beers, and there's nothing wrong with smoking a joint. I've got the majority of my friends and people I grew up with do that, and that's cool. But it's to the point where when people become heroin addicts or people just take it too far. In moderation, no. Personally,
abuse,
I don't think it's
right?
The abuse.
Yeah.
The guitar player Sean from my band actually was a heroin addict for 10 years.
Wow.
And, wow. It's part of the thing for us, a little bit different. Not every person who, you know, because why am I in peace?
It's that fucking mic. You got a
bad mic. I don't have the phones to hear it. But well, okay, anyways, getting back to that.
Yeah.
It's not that there is a problem. There is a problem, but there's...
I can get a windscreen, you can stand.
Oh, well, that's okay. No, it's not about... How can I say it? It's okay in my eyes, you know?
So it's all about personal choice.
About personal choice, but I'm saying whether there is a problem when it comes to the point of addiction and stuff like that. And luckily, I've never had a problem. The only drug I ever experimented in junior high with was acid in very, very small dosage, which was fun as hell, and I knew I had to quit because it's getting too fun. Drinking was never my thing. I got alcohol poisoning really bad, so for me, before I even knew what straight edge was, I was drug and alcohol free, so I fell into it. But no,
that's cool. I mean, so it sounds like this is really positive stuff. Like, if someone were to come to me and say, hey man, I'm going to start a punk movement where nobody drinks or does drugs and nobody has sex, I'll be like, that's going to go nowhere faster on fucking glue.
You wouldn't think so, yeah.
You think, like, this is almost comical. Like, you think, what the fuck?
Do you take it to the next level and have, like, events to help organizations to get people off drugs and help people out with stuff?
For instance, the closest that we've gotten to that so far has been, like, say, guitar player Sean he's a substance abuse counselor for a teen program, government funded and stuff, where we've played benefits for his program.
And he was addicted. And he was addicted.
He was a heroin addict that died. He died twice, and it took him to get to that point where he's like, I have to turn my life around. And 6 years later, he was. Or actually, 10 years. It's 10 years. So he's going to be clean this year.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I say for 6 years now, he's been doing this. He's been doing this program. And he did his schooling and everything. And I mean, he's went from one extreme to the next.
Well, that's awesome, though. How can that not be positive? It sounds like you guys have.
It's like a good support group,
yeah,
too,
I mean,
right?
This is about the most positive punk thing I've ever heard of.
I mean, in school and stuff, I was totally. I wasn't as not unaccepted, not as strange as Sean. As Sean, you know, I've known Sean for a long time. Went to school.
Oh, yeah.
Elementary school to high school. I mean, Sean's an original guy. Sean's an original guy, I know I say. But, I mean, I was more mainstream, I guess, than Sean, I should say. But, I mean, I was still ostracized.
Yeah, you hear that, everybody? I'm more punk than he is. Ah!
You know what I mean?
Me,
like,
I'm a freak.
The rockers in the smoke pit or whatnot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Were, you know, and the skaters and stuff, that I was kind of a cross between that or whatever, you know, didn't understand why I didn't like to drink and why I didn't want to smoke weed, you know, and I just didn't want to. You know, that's the message that we get when we, you know, play punk rock shows to younger kids and stuff like that. It's just the message that, you know, you're not, you know, whatever. Peer pressure is a huge fucking thing, and I went through it, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, you just go and you deal with it. Either you give in or you don't.
And if they have a place to go hang out with the same people, same mindset, it's a lot easier for them to deal with the peer pressure.
Exactly. It's like, you know, that's the message I try to give out. It's like, you know, a lot of people say, I was talking to Sean earlier about it, like, you know, we played a bar here in Vancouver called the Cobalt. It was showing really, really well, but these drunk punks just were heckling all night and stuff and couldn't understand.
So you're
self-righteous. You're, well, you think you're better than us. It's not even about that at all.
Yeah. We have a thing.
Well, that's a punk attitude.
It's
a punk attitude.
You just need a shovel, because with punks who are that self-destructive, if you were to walk off the stage and beat them to death with a shovel, that's cruel. In punk culture,
hey, they'd be okay with,
they'd be like,
okay with that.
Like, fuck you, wax. You know, bang, have some of that, fucker.
No, but it's not a better. You know, there's some people out there that are. Like I said, there's a bad apple in every bunch, in any group or, you know, subculture or genre. You're gonna be, you know, that do say, you know, think that they're better.
You can't take them as an example for the whole group.
That's absolutely fucked up. No, it's all about, you know, we try to get a message of unity and everything, getting along with punks, whether you're, you know, you're straight edge or not, whatever, it doesn't matter. We see that song. They played One and the Same. It's about, you know, it's about everybody getting along regardless. It's we're in the punk scene together, and unfortunately there's not a lot of unity, and you know, definitely have been around.
It's very hard. That's very hard to bring unity to subculture, trust me on this one.
But I mean,
a lot of people, like, it just seemed in the IRC, I went back in there while Ratfucker was calling me an idiot and stuff.
Don't look at the IRC.
I know, I shouldn't.
Ratfucker does that kind of thing.
Yeah. Why is he still here?
He hates everyone equally. Don't worry, Sean.
Oh, does he?
Yes, he's very cool, actually.
I show Smokey doesn't start hating him.
Nobody hates him, except new people.
Oh, really?
That don't understand him.
Oh, he just fucks with everyone?
Hence
Ratfucker.
Yes.
Ah!
So since you have been peeking at the IRC, Sean, what are people saying?
Mostly they're going, I can't believe Sean's never heard of Straight Edge. What an idiot.
It's a lot bigger. I assume the majority of the people aren't from Vancouver, Canada. I mean, it's a lot bigger. You know,
it's
a lot bigger in the States than, you know, in Europe.
Well, we have a lot of Prophet Doodle. Is very big into the punk scene, if I'm not mistaken.
There's a lot of punks in there.
There's a lot of punk people who enjoy the show, and they're all going to be really mad at me because I didn't know about Straight Edge. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about the punk scene.
Hey, I got Sean into Metallica, and what was that, like,
that
90?
That was back in the day,
in 90, it took them that long to even put on a band when they were good.
Before I got into it.
We can all forgive Sean on this.
Yeah. It was 1996. No. Yes. No. 1997. No, wait a minute. 94 to 97, I was in the Army. Oh. So it would have been 1995 when I got into Jello Biafra. And it was through his spoken word albums that I became the fucking psycho you know and love today. But anyway, where do you draw the line on drugs? And that's a personal thing.
Like, I don't understand it.
Like you know, is coffee okay?
Oh, personally? Oh, there's a lot of few things.
But there's no, like, laws. There's no, straight edge, you must do this.
Fuck no. If I hurt my knee or whatever, I'm going to take a fucking aspirin. That's fucking ridiculous. There are people that don't want to do that. I know a person. I got a friend that had his wisdom teeth removed with absolutely no
medication.
No medication.
I tried.
Wow,
I tried hard, but I couldn't
said,
make it
dude,
through.
I respect you, but you're stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, fuck, give me a break. Like, it's
that's something for a remix, dude. I respect you.
I think
you, but
that
you're
the, you know, the original idea, sorry, is you know, to not
that's,
you know,
that's
not mind altering. That's gonna, you know, to be as clear and
look at the
free thinking as you can.
I get flack all the time being a vegetarian. It's like, but you eat this and you do this, but I take it to my own level that I feel comfortable with.
Yeah, and
shut up, Sean.
You're gonna
being a vegan.
You're going to the hospital after the show, fucker.
Thing, you know.
It
is a hard thing.
It is, especially from other people looking at you. Yeah.
Do you guys get called pussies at your shows and stuff? I mean, I don't imagine, like, you're like 6'3 and 300 pounds. So
nobody,
fuck you, guy, you and your big tattooed fuck, I'm in trouble now.
Behind your back, though.
Yeah. Not too many people say that to my face, of course, but whatever. Of course, I've had that before. People don't, you know, hearing stuff like that, you know, with pussies,
like, some
mama's voice or whatever. Hell yeah, there is.
Like, is there ever, like, fights where you have, like, the punks? Who were like, fuck you, I'm going to destroy the world, I'm Fight Club.
Like I said, the punk scene and the hardcore scene these days are pretty divided, and it's really a shame. And that's one thing that I definitely try to bring together and stuff.
Do you promote it? You promote your gigs as Straight Edge? Like, you put on posters?
No.
People just know.
People just know. We're a Straight Edge band.
Hey, I got an idea for you. You should start an organization for all the punk cultures, and you can have, like, different tribes of the punks, and you can call it Punk Uber Elite Terrorists. You call it Cult. And people will, like, all join and shit, and you can be like Patient Punk, and it'll be fucking cool. Trust me. I've got all the paperwork. I'll set you up.
Okay, Sean, we'll work on that.
It's my franchise. Trust me.
Okay.
All you need,
branching out.
You just need one good cripple, and you're set. Okay. So anyway, moving right along. So, I guess, is it pretty big? Like, how big is this?
Straight Edge has gotten pretty big, you know? It's, like I say, it started off in the...
Well, it's been around for, like,
it was a small thing
now.
Getting close to it. I mean, you know, we've been across, you know, the majority of North America and Canada and the States, and, you know, we've been over to Europe, and it's not all of the world. We've been on a 45 7-inch record box that said that we represent Canada, the band from every country with that has a Straight Edge band, and it's all over the world, man. It's not huge, obviously. You know, you're not hearing Straight Edge bands on your big radio stations and stuff, or on MTV. Although there have been Straight Edge bands that have been played on, you know, MTV on the Headbangers Ball of the Punk Show, I'm not too familiar with, you know, that are big. It's getting bigger, and that's, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's big.
That's cool, man. That's really cool. So if people want to know more, Like, cause, like, I can't even see parents being upset about this. Why have you got a mohawk? Well, Mom, I joined Straight Edge, and I just really enjoy the fact that I can party and have a good time without doing drugs. I'd be like, just stop lying to me. Like,
you're on drugs.
No, you're on drugs. No, Mom, I just want a Pepsi. Honest to God. No, you're on drugs.
She wouldn't give it to me.
My mom's too straight edge for me. She only give me water.
No Pepsis.
Caffeine, you
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, caffeine.
You little fuck. No, seriously. If people want to know more about Straight Edge, where can they go? Like, I'd be like, I'm sure there's people listening right now who download this one. Really? There's something like that? That's
news,
fucking cool.
News groups, I think.
Get on the internet.
Yeah, just check it out. Straight Edge.
And go
StraightEdge.net, I think. I mean, you know, if you want your basics. But, I mean, every major city in North America has a little scene, you know? Just look in your punk scene.
Yeah, look for the shows.
Look for shows, and you'll find it.
Cool.
You'll find like-minded people like you.
Very, very neat. Very, very neat. And if people want to get a look at your stuff, because your stuff's very, very good, where do they go to like, you're on mp3.com?
Yeah, I didn't even realize that until actually yesterday at the reunion when we were doing that, they've cut it down to three songs or something.
It's all in the art. Yeah, there's only three songs.
There's only three songs on that. You can check it out at
mp3.com/burden.
/burden.
B-U-R-D-E-N.
You can check out our outdated webpage at vancouverhardcore.com/burden.
Yep, that's right.
And if you want to see some video footage of us in Czechoslovakia on our European tour, poison3.com/burden, and there's some live footage, some video footage on that as well.
Very nice.
So that's pretty big in Europe. You were saying, I remember talking
before. Yeah, we're a lot more well known.
Well, in Europe, I mean, all that whole scene's fucking huge.
Oh, everything is huge in Europe. Yeah,
like no matter what genre you pick.
Exactly.
Ooh, very cool. Very, very cool. So, you have a big show coming. Coming up.
Like it's tying into actually right now we're going to be recording our new 7-inch EP coming up in April, and it'll probably be the first show because we're getting a new drummer. It'll probably be our first show back in Vancouver since last summer. It's going to be in
you were June. Saying that you're probably going to put this interview on the album.
We'll see
about it.
I'm all for using up CD space, so we got 15 minutes of music. And this interview's good.
If people wanted to buy the album, where do they go to get that? Hardcore collectors of radio stuff.
We've got pretty decent on a smaller basis through mom and pop record stores, you know, across the world, especially in Europe and North America.
So it's not.
You should be able to find it definitely.
So just look for Burden, and you can check out their music, and it's very, very cool.
We're distributed in the States through Revelation Records Distro, which is a pretty big underground distribution, and in Canada, if there's any Canadians out there, through Fab and Sonic Onion. You can get it if there's anyone local, whatever, in Canada at AMB Sound. You can find our stuff there or whatnot.
Right on. That's super, super cool. Okay, well, looks like I got sorted out on the whole Straight Edge thing. Very, very nice. Thanks for coming here, Jay. We're gonna play one song just to take a quick breather here. We're gonna play Television Drug of a Nation, and then we'll be back in a bit. This is Television Drug of a Nation is from an album called Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy,
Hypocrisy.
And I don't actually know if that was the name of the group or if that's the name of...
Yeah, Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy.
But they're now Spearhead. The lead singer is now part of Spearhead.
Yeah.
So this is a really cool song. And actually, that whole album...
Michael Frente.
He was fucking cool.
Yeah, we got to see him and... Sean got to chat with him for 2 seconds and
that was when I was up on stage with Jello and that and blah blah blah.
See that in episode 1 of SKTFM.TV.
Yeah, actually that's kind of cool. You're off. Hang on, sorry.
Go ahead.
Seeing as you said you got no time limit on this thing, which I think is fucking cool. Did you guys know that Moby was Straight Edge for many years?
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he was the punk Straight Edge guy.
Punk?
Really? Connecticut.
And really?
Until recently I heard he's of course vegan and everything, but he's Straight Edge and then
not much.
I was sad when I heard that he started drinking beer or whatever, but Moby's even older than us, so people change.
People change.
Well, I mean, he can afford whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, exactly. Do what you want to do.
But that's super cool. Okay, so we're going to play that, and do we have any listener submissions this week?
For music and stuff?
Yeah, wasn't there one?
No. Nope, not that I know of, unless somebody wants to correct me in the IRC.
Just
private message me and we'll play later or something.
All right, well, if there is something, we'll put it on. If not,
not that I know of.
Here's Television Drug Nation. Stay tuned. There's more to come here on the Sean Kennedy Show.
Well, on a brighter note, commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles, ain't asking too much, is it?
you might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal. I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One Nation Under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite link, a United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian foremen and bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Willie Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tag off in or give the blood.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's try it.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as a theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad aftertaste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BBC, CNC, but mostly BS. We're oxymoronic language, like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire.
science has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation.
Good old Johnny Cash, gonna love that guy. He actually did a cover of Hurt, too, by Nine Inch Nails, which is fucking tight. If you ever want to hear that
it's
one.
It's an amazing,
it's like,
song.
You never think that Johnny Cash... What's that?
I think we've played that.
I think we have, too.
Yeah.
Incidentally, what we didn't do is we didn't give any contact information for Jay. If you want to get in contact with a guy and he wants to hear from you guys... I'd love to know your comments. Like, if you guys want to say anything about the music or recommend bands or whatever...
If you want to know anything...
Got questions. What is the email address, Jay?
My email address is xjasonburdenx@webtv.net.
That's the IRC as well.
And
that's my instant messenger as well.
Yep.
Please, I know WebTV sucks. I just don't like computers. Hey. They break down. I'm not a computer guy.
It's okay. It's not a Mac.
Whatever.
Okay, so...
No, it's not.
But that's cool. See, John Shannon, I hit your fucking Mac.
I hate John.
But, yeah. So that's cool. So if you want to touch base, or anybody who's downloaded this later, or you've downloaded this show in the future there,
yep.
Please give Jay a call, cause he, or give him an email.
Here's his phone number.
Blah, blah, blah. If you want to, please drop him a line if you just have comments or whatever. And he's like, well, I don't think anybody's really going to listen to this, are they? Trust me.
We have power.
You're going to get mail, man. And if you weren't going to get mail after I've said that now, you're going to get it now.
Yeah.
I heard you, fucker. Anyway.
We got a new show on Rant Radio.
We do have a new show on Rant Radio.
It's called Quarter Circle Forward. It's a gaming show hosted by Stryker, the first show is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
8 p.m. So same time as this show starts, except tomorrow, March 4th. So
8 p.m.
Check it out if you like gaming. I know we got some game heads out there.
And if not, why not just play it in the background while you are gaming?
Exactly.
Because then you're really fucking hardcore then, man. You're fucking crazy then. That'll be just tight. So, anything else?
No, not that I can remember.
Okay, more news. A student was told to remove their anti-war shirt at school.
So we're promoting war at school,
yeah,
aren't we?
You're not allowed to actually have a t-shirt that people disagree with. Like, oh my God. Bretton Barber, a high school junior at Dearborn Heights, Michigan, who's deeply interested in civil liberties, knew what to do when he was sent home from school on February 17th for wearing a t-shirt with a picture of President Bush and the words "International Terrorist" on it. Okay, now, I've seen a lot of t-shirts. Like, I've seen the Adolf Hitler World Tour shirt. Okay, with the fucking canceled one back, you know what I mean? Like, there's some funny t-shirts out there, but that's not really a bad one, all right? First, he called the American Civil Liberties Union, but it was being Washington's birthday, no one answered the phone, which I think is kind of funny. Next, he went onto the internet to reread a Supreme Court case from 1969, Tinker versus Des Moines. Wow, do not fuck with angry teenagers who know how to use the computer.
And too much time in their hands.
You betcha. That supported freedom of expression. Then he called Dearborn High School principal to talk about his constitutional rights. Then he called the news media. Yeah, baby! This kid fucking owns! I wore the t-shirt to express my anti-war sentiment, said Mr. Barber, a budding political advocate who joined the ACLU last year and has been to 3 anti-war demonstrations in the last month. Now, what the fuck was the principal thinking when he did this? Did you not think this kid was going to do this? Where the fuck's your head? In the morning, I got a lot of compliments and no negative feedback. But at lunch, the vice principal came in. He was probably now the ex-vice principal. Came in and said that I had to turn it inside out or go home. When I asked why, he said he couldn't wear a shirt that promotes terrorism.
Promotes terrorism.
My t-shirt promotes terrorism.
Those terrorists in the school got all riled up.
So if I take a photo of the plane hitting the fucking tower and I put it on a white t-shirt, wear it to school, I could get it like suspended or expelled.
You're a terrorist.
You're a fucking terrorist. Or you have a shirt that says "I love Osama bin Laden," then you're a fucking terrorist.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All the freedoms that people are willing to fight and die for don't mean shit because, you know, it just doesn't seem to fit. Also, in the really bullshit law category, cloning has gotten outlawed. Yes, it's true. After a full day of passionate arguments and 3 rounds of voting, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a total ban on human cloning. That means any medical applications are shit out of luck. Can we cure cancer? Yep, but it requires cloning, so fuck you. Thursday, the 241-155 vote to approve a ban on both reproductive cloning and therapeutic cloning to produce a procedure many researchers believe could lead to treatments of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, diabetes, and other diseases.
So, no livers in bats. Huh?
Yeah, no livers in bats. No
liver for you. Too bad.
None of that shit that we have been talking about in science fiction books for fucking years. No. That technology can't.
You'll have to go somewhere else to get it.
We're afraid of it. Violation of the ban would be punishable by $1 million in fines and up to 10 fucking years in prison. Well, I tell you.
Off to prison for you.
I'll do $1 million and 10 years in prison if it saves my fucking life and I'm 12. So
yep.
It's kind of like that. If it saves my kid, if my kid needs a new liver, and the only way I can do it is by getting one because I pay for a fucking clone to happen, and I do the fucking year, I do 10 years in jail and $1 million, but my child lives, rock. Like, once this, because guess what, kids? Technology doesn't become harder to get. It gets easier to get. Okay, there was a time when computers were only for the super rich. Now kids are throwing them away.
Exactly.
How long before you think, like, all this genetics and shit like that gets down to a level where people on the street are going to be able to start doing it?
Home cloning kids.
I'm sorry, if the Raelians can fuck around with cloning, I mean, obviously they didn't clone a baby, they tried, but if a bunch of crazy ass clowns like the Raelians
can get that fucking close,
how long will it possibly be before the standard person can, you know, you can clone stuff? I mean, it's not that far-fetched. More than that,
By the time the first person gets out of prison.
You made it illegal, so now you got people, I'm just going to take DNA and have an illegal black market cloning, where I will sell organs that are cloned to doctors and to rich people who need the fucking livers for their children.
Yeah.
And
that's where it always starts.
You know, and that's how it's going to go. It's going to turn into a black market thing. So, way to go, guys. Does anyone here actually have a brain or learn from history? I'm just checking. The bill also bans the importation of any medicines that might be developed using therapeutic cloning in other countries. Now, why the fuck would that happen? We made a medicine, but we use cloning to do it. So, your treatment for cancer? Yeah, that's no good. Oh, because they're not American pharmaceutical companies that made it? Oh, look at that. How the fuck does that law apply? Representative Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat from California, fought to change this portion of the bill. Well, good for you. Who among us could tell a person suffering from cancer or Alzheimer's you cannot import a cure that will save your life? Lofgren said
so. Exactly. Leave the country to cure your
ailments. I guess I'll fucking leave the country, go move to Geneva. I'll see ya. Have a day. Have two. They're small. Yes, yes. And here's a really interesting story about programming the workforce, the failure of mass education. Yeah.
Mass education.
Yeah, this is the same thing that we've been talking about for the last four fucking years.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing that I tried to promote and talk about when I was running Cult, and the same thing that I'm going to talk about when I run my new organization. But what are a public schools but an instrument of the state? Our students are not taught skills for critical thinking that would serve them as well as citizens, free society for the entirety of their lives. Mass education focuses on memorization and scoring well on exams. Our schools do not promote independent thought or independent actions. They teach conformity and control of the masses.
Really?
Every student is taught virtually the same thing in an essentially the same way, much of it untrue, especially history and economics. Our students are not educated to become more useful, creative members of society. They're programmed to be unquestioning conformists and mindless consumers of goods and propaganda. Thus, we are creating a society of automatons who will never challenge authority, who will behave predictably, and will be staunch defenders of the status quo. In other words, they will become passive core of American society. The state is thus assured that the vast majority of our youth will never make trouble and will never pose a serious threat to power. They aren't raising a crop of non-creative robots that will do that will always do what they are told without question. Most of these students will buy into the American dream, only to find it elusive when the end of life draws near. They will work hard at jobs that drain their spiritual life and vitality, most of them earning little more than substance wages, many of them at multiple jobs. I know much of this only too well through my own experience and personal failures. And that's why Rant Radio came into being. That's why people like me are going to be able to get in there, get a hold of your fucking kids, and fuck it up. Because that's the only possible explanation that I can find that people actually listen to my sorry ass is because I provide an alternative to all this humdrum, hubba-bubba bullshit that they're fucking throwing on these kids through NutraSweet and saccharin and fucking promoted drug use and Ritalin and lithium and Prozac and Xanax and everything else that you see advertised on the motherfucking news. It's all because of the education system. And people don't graduate from the education system. They survive the education system. There's people who survive and people who don't. How many people are killed by fucking high school? Okay, what's the death toll there? Do you think teenage suicide starts in the home? Fucking guess again, okay? Jesus, that pisses me off. Anyway, so that's how that is. And more onto media fucking conglomeration and altering the past. A poster company has removed cigarettes from the Beatles album cover. This is from the memory hole. And one of the silliest examples of political correctness this year, a poster company has changed one of the greatest album's covers in musical history. The cover of the Beatles' 1969 album, Abbey Road, features Paul McCartney holding a cigarette. In the new poster edition of the cover, it's been removed. A spokesman for Apple Records, label the group founded, told the BBC, "We have never agreed to anything like this. It seems the poster company's got a little carried away. They shouldn't have done what they have, but there isn't much we can do about it now." Wow. Really? I say sue them through the floor? Altering an image of a fucking record without your permission?
Exactly.
Pardon me while I drive you through the goddamn floor. Like, you mean there's nothing you can do about it?
It just rolled over and...
Yeah, it's like when Vanilla Ice stole that riff from Queen.
Isn't it licensed from you? Pay money to use that now they've wrecked it?
Like, what the fuck? Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, it's nothing you just want to do about it. You bored, listless, no-chin British fucks. But anyway, section by section analysis of the Patriot Act 2. For people not keeping track, the Patriot Act was the 1984 act that essentially made it okay in the United States for the government to do whatever the fuck they want. And they can read your mail, they can come into your house, they can declare you a fucking criminal, blah, 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 blah.
So this breaks it down and makes it easy?
This is for the new one, Patriot Act 2. So you can actually get a section by section report on what this act means to you and where you can bury your shit for when they actually come for you in the dark. You know, which is not to get too conspiratorial here, but there you go. And here's a good one here. You want to talk about the coming war. Now, I don't really want to talk too much about the Iraqi war. Not because, you know, I don't want to talk about it, but just because it's covered everywhere else, and I want to provide you guys with another source of media than just the war, okay?
That's all you see on the other stations.
Everything's all war, 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 and there's enough people talking about it that you don't need me talking about
it. All the other stuff's covered up.
However, how about this one? Methods of media censorship in the war include script approval. How about this motherfucker? Already the American press is expressing its approval of the coverage, of American forces with which the U.S. military intends to allow its reporters in the next Gulf War. The boys from CNN, CBS, and ABC, and the New York Times will be embedded among U.S. Marines and infantry. Wow. The degree of censorship hasn't quite worked out. But it doesn't matter how much the Pentagon cuts from the reporters' dispatches, a new CNN system of script approval, the iniquitous instructions to reporters that they have to send all copy to an anonymous officials in Atlanta to ensure it's suitably sanitized, suggests that the Pentagon and Department of State have nothing to worry about, nor do the Israelis. So essentially, we've got a watchdog who takes every single piece of war footage shot in the coming war, runs through this approval commission, who is anonymous, who nobody knows who it runs. I'm sure the government isn't involved there. And then they put it out to the general populace.
No more live footage.
No more live
footage. We have to approve it first.
Yeah, that's all got to be kind of approved. Check that out.
That's un-American.
That's some really interesting shit. And, of course, keeping pace with everyone else, there's new laws in Europe that target hackers. Yes, yes, it's true. Computer hackers and virus spreaders will be jailed for 5 years in serious cases under new laws approved by the European Union, which is still fuck all compared to what they get in the United States.
Yeah.
You will do more time in the United States for hacking than you will for shooting people with a machine gun.
So take your pick.
Yeah. Pardon me while I go get arrested in Germany. Authorities worldwide have woke up to the dangers of network failures in key installations such as electricity and water supply. Because, you know, a lot of hackers want to destroy and hurt people. Oh, you scumbag. Attacks in the United States, concerns have also grown about hackers gaining access to security information. There will be common definitions and sanctions for a number of online criminal activities, said European Commissioner for Justice, Home Affairs... Commissioner for Justice and Home Affairs, Antonio Vitorino. Inigo Montoya, whatever his name is. There is a new law that seeks to harmonize the existence of national rules under the 15-nation European Union, where there are just vast gaps in the law right now. The laws target anyone who illegally enters a computer, network, or server. It is also aimed at anyone who sends a computer virus, such as the infamous I Love You virus. It is also aimed against anyone who sends a computer virus, such as the infamous I Love You virus. Well, guess what, shit for brains?
Millions of people did it.
Millions of people did it because they didn't know. So now because they didn't know they're a criminal? Jesus, who makes these fucking laws? In which 2000... The I Love You virus in 2000 caused major information systems breakdown locally, as well as other types of destructive software like worms. Well, that's great. That means that you can leave it... You can turn your computer on, leave it on, go to work, come home, and get arrested. Because worms can do that. They can get in your computer and leave again, and it's your computer, so your ass is on the line.
Guess what? The last worm that went around, I can't remember what the name of it was. It went around the world in 3 minutes. They could not catch the person because it went too fast, and they go too fast to catch them now.
Oh, really?
So, ineffective laws. Sorry. Computers beat you again.
Not only that, but let's say, Sumerian's fucking with me, and I hate Sumerian. So here's what I'm going to do, because he's a rival software guy, and I'm under him, and I'm a smarter programmer than he is, but he's higher than me at my company. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a virus that goes to his computer, and then what's in his computer, it exits from his computer and makes it look like, oh, he's the originator of the virus. And then I report him for it, and he loses his fucking job and goes to jail,
ding,
and I get his job. Wow! How hard was that? And look at me! My Mad Leap skills over here. Can I get somebody somewhere with a fucking brain? Please, anyone, just with someone with a brain, please fucking contact these people. Jesus Christ. There's a guy who did a cool thing, though, here. He's a teacher who offered high-speed Wi-Fi connections to students on a bus.
Very nice.
It's kind of cool. A teacher from the Isle of Man has come up with a novel use for next generation of mobile phone technology. The information technology teacher, Alex Townsend, is using a 3-gig handset to provide wireless broadband internet connection for school children. The Max telecomputer bus has a 21 Apple Max kids on board, taking computing training to every school on the Isle of Man, which is a little British island, I think. Is it Scotch Isle of Man?
Isle of Man, I'm not quite sure.
Anyways, one of them fucking Celtic assholes. To every school on the island. The O2 phone network used on the Isle of Man to test the 3G technology, which promises fast net service, video clips, and picture messaging on mobile telephones. Very cool. So I don't know how high speed that is, but they're using Max, but hey, push with the cock you got. Moving on to media review. I got a really cool media review now. I get, like, there's some guys who send me this, like, this rabid anti-war stuff, and they're like, Shock just uses one of my stories of getting the message out. So, Trotsky's Ghost, who's a rabid, screaming communist.
Finally won you over.
No, he did a media review.
Okay.
So, it's a guy named Nafez Ahmed's book, The War on Freedom, was read by Trotsky's Ghost. And he says, and there's a link to where you can get it if you want to check it out. I just finished reading Nafez Ahmed's book, War on Freedom, regarding how and why the U.S. was attacked on September 11th. Ahmed was seen on GNN's TV's popular video series Aftermath, answering questions about 9/11. The book is incredibly well researched with hundreds of different sources and tons of cited sources. I really enjoyed this book. It gave me a great deal of insights to the reasoning behind the tragedy and how the Bush administration has used it to its advantage. Well, no shit. I suggest that everyone pick up a copy if they want a really good read, well-researched view of what happened and why. Which is cool. It's always good to have a counterpoint. It's always good to have a checksum on information that you have.
Exactly.
Super shouts out tonight to Soul Trance. Super shouts out tonight to Rich. Really glad you're around, buddy. Good to see you. And special shouts out to everyone who showed up to the show tonight. And, of course, to Jason Collins for being in the studio. Thanks so much, man. It's fucking super cool. And you'll be able to download this show. And if you want to get involved with the Straight Edge scene or you want to check him out, make sure you download his stuff from mp3.com. And if you like it, buy his new fucking album. Because you know what? People need support, and you can get the music for free, but sometimes little bands do need the help. Okay? So, very, very cool. If you want to help us, you can get us bandwidth if you have more than a 3-megabit connection. Is that right?
That's correct.
And if you can't do that, then get two people you know hooked on the show, because that way I can wind up being the open source celebrity that you want me to be, and you can just that way when the new commercials come out, because we know they're going to come out, and you can say, yeah, I know that fucking guy. That's really cool.
I knew him way back in the day.
Back in the day, man. It'll be really tight. We can start actually really growing this thing and start making, when we do make a move, when the time is right and the sun is in the fifth house, yeah, we're going to take over this bitch.
You won't even see it coming.
They won't even see it coming. Like a thief of the night, I'll arise, as foretold in prophecy. Going through the RC tonight, the people who stuck around, 101 of them.
Oh.
Chicks dig smoking.
You're hoping they get cut down as they stick around.
Okay, at 150, I'm stop reading.
Are you going to do it at 100? It's coming soon, Sean.
That's good.
You know it.
Good. At 150, I'm not reading through the IRC. I'll be selected names from the IRC.
Yeah, every third.
Adam Doobie, African Love Drill, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alan on Zero, Alpha 736, Ultra Boy, Angelia 82011, 80211, whatever.
8211.
Anthropy, Barcode, Working, Beef, and 1911s, Born, Case, Cerulean, Citizen, Steely Dan, Copied Off, Curious Jill, Dancing Monkey, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Droopy, Duel, Dilemmy Goth Cubicle. Earth Scum, Custody Demon, Fud Magnet, good man. Fun with Bridges, Guardian Super Chicken, Hero Killer, Hex Freak, Joe the Monk, Judging, Eagle, Kadath, Kaisi Saul, Casey Saul. See, I said it right that time.
Casey Saul. Yeah.
Kexler, Kello, Kexler TV, Kindling Boy, Lentium Lento, Linux Chick, Emmanuel Call, Marvy, Merryway, Meft, Mick J, Miss Congregate, Mistress Lego, Mr. Echo, Neuralize, Not Kurgan, Paladin, Prophet Duel, Psycho, Punk Ass, Punk of Evil, Quiff,
a great name.
Quarter Circle Forward. Good to see you, buddy. Hope you're, and make sure you turn into a show tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Same time my show started.
Oh, yeah.
Tune in, all you hardcore fraggers out there. Ratfucker, Ratsputin, Rogue 3, Rumbling Sky, Sapphire Shade, Trimaster, Sideslide, Sword Orc, Scavenger Snake, Southpaw Samurai, my buddy. Don't you dare phone me again during the show. Spudley Spider, Star Baby Stats, Striker, QCF, Doughty Cheese, Thoth 696, The Bug, T Night, Transistor, Turmoil, Turnspike, Terrell Dinner, Unselfish Newt, Vampire This Morning, Wi Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja Worka, The White Gurkha, hey buddy, glad you can make it. Yo Broto Linux Box, Soul Trans, DJ Species, Lieutenant Major Zombie, and Ineffable Dustin. So thanks for coming out to the show tonight, you guys. You're free to distribute this show any way you see fit. If you want to introduce more people about it, or you want an explanation of Straight Edge, feel free to download the show and just show it to people. Say, hey, you can kill two birds with one stone. This is Straight Edge. There's a band called Burton. Did a guy did an interview on the show. Show's cool. Genre's cool. Band's cool. Everything's cool. Check it out.
And I figured out the other day while I was burning some CDs, Sean.
What's that?
That the whole first year of the Sean Kennedy Show, show 1 through 52, in 16 kilobits per second fit on one CD.
Really?
A whole year.
Wow.
So if people want to send out a whole year of Sean, it fits on a CD.
Actually, that's pretty handy to hand out to people.
It is.
So the cost of CDs now, rather than handing out like little things, you can hand people out these CDs and go, check this guy out. You'll love it. And why not? I mean, here, have 52 hours of crack. Have some of that.
More like 150.
You can do whatever you want. It's pretty good. If you want to be on Rant Radio, we still need programming.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Mirrors. We still need bandwidth. Lots of bandwidth. Please.
Who do they email? info@rantradio.com.
And we will answer all of your
questions. Or ICQ me. 515558. 515558.
You betcha.
Yep.
So until next week, guys, thanks for showing up. And always remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, you're looking for a place to live, for that you want to live,